Listening Library presents The Wolves of Willoughby Chase by Joan Aiken. Read for you by Lizza Aiken. Hello, my name's Lizza Aiken. Many know of the book The Wolves of Willoughby Chase, but few know the story behind it. When my mother, Joan Aiken, first read it aloud to me 50 years ago, even I didn't fully realise the struggle she'd been through, or how long she'd been waiting to complete the story. From its dramatic opening, it was dusk, winter dusk, in the snowy, wolf-filled park of the great house of Willoughby Chase, to its glorious and satisfying conclusion, The Wolves of Willoughby Chase sweeps readers into another world. My mother created an imaginary historical age where train travellers carry muskets and fowling pieces to defend themselves from ravening wolves, where the rich dine on oyster patties, trifle and champagne while wearing ermines and diamonds, but where a reversal of fortune can lead even the most affluent to ruin and starvation. This is not a fantasy where troubles are whisked away by magic. It's a vivid evocation of a grim but entirely believable historical era, the forerunner of many other Gothic parodies, like the stories of Edward Gorey, whose illustration made the cover of The Wolves of Willoughby Chase so memorable. But what you would never guess from the astonishing self-confidence of my mother's writing is that this book was almost never written. For nearly 10 years before she arrived at her own happy ending, my mother faced as many trials and tribulations as her heroines Bonnie and Sylvia. When the book was finally published, having survived some adventures of its own — it was actually lost for a year by one publisher, and then turned down by another when my mother refused to take out the wolves — it was immediately hailed by Time magazine as a genuine small masterpiece. And so it seems to be.